Hey, it's Nudia from Vocalo. Got plans July 11th? Now you do. Join me for Vocalo's free summer meltdown concert at Bottom Lounge with Adam Killa and Taylor Bennett. We'll have merch giveaways and surprise guests. Learn more at wbez.org/events.
What's up, Chicago? Welcome to Tuesday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Chicago City Council members held a hearing yesterday on the so-called treatment, not trauma proposal. It aims to increase public funding for mental health services. The Chicago Tribune is reporting that the council's Health and Human Relations Committee passed a non-binding resolution that was sponsored by Alderperson Rosana Rodriguez Sanchez and is four-pronged. Reopen city-run mental health centers, including 24-hour walk-in clinics, hire needed staff, establish mobile crisis response and prevention dispatch infrastructure, and provide sustained funding for treatment, not trauma. And my colleague Tessa Weinberg is reporting that some of the city council members supporting the resolution want to see police removed from the teams that respond to mental health calls. Matt Richards is with the city's public health department, which has been piloting health response teams. He told Alderpersons that of the more than 1,000 mental health calls they've responded to, none have required use of force or led to arrests.
We're certainly aware that there are different models, but I think as folks have elevated in the hearing today, we're very, as a health department, understanding that these are health events and they need to be met by a health response. And we very much agree with that point.
But he says whether police are involved is ultimately not the agency's call. The hearing was a first step toward Johnson's campaign promise of passing the treatment, not trauma proposal. If you're like me, you check your weather app religiously, so you might have seen that temperatures in Chicago are going to be pretty wild this week. After mostly typical weather this month, the Chicago region is expected to see a heat wave. Experts say temperatures will reach the 90s later today and through the rest of the week, with highs in the upper 90s forecast for Friday. Now, there may be some short rainstorms through the week to bring momentary relief, but the humidity will also be rising and making matters worse. Or, if you like humidity, better. Either way, Brett Borkhart is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and he has some tips for staying safe in a heat wave.
It's important to stay hydrated even if you don't think you need water. So frequently drinking water or sports drinks that have electrolytes is really important. You want to take breaks if you're outdoors in shaded, cooled, or ventilated areas. And anytime we have heat waves, it's a good idea to check in on friends and family, especially those that may be vulnerable with health conditions.
Chicago's six cooling centers are open from 9 to 5 all week. Residents can also go to any of the city's libraries or Park District field houses for relief. Renault Robinson was a Chicago police officer who organized against racism on the force. He died July 8th at age 80. And this morning, Chicagoans on the South Side are gathering in remembrance of his life. My colleague Chip Mitchell is reporting on this. He says Robinson joined CPD in 1964. 4 years later, he co-founded the African American Patrolmen's League to push the police to serve Black communities instead of, as he put it, oppressively occupy them. Some journalists at the time reported that Robinson faced retaliation from fellow cops and department bosses. But a lawsuit he helped bring led a federal judge to find that CPD had discriminated against minorities and women. The service starts today at 11 a.m. at St. Sabina's. The church's pastor, Michael Flager, calls Robinson a legend who fought the system and won. And now for a few quick hits. The hazing scandal at Northwestern University has widened to include a volleyball player who has become the first female athlete to sue the university over allegations she was retaliated against for reporting mistreatment. And there's a new lawsuit by former Northwestern quarterback Lloyd Yates. The volleyball player is identified in the lawsuit as Jane Doe. She says she was physically harmed to the point of requiring medical attention during a hazing incident in 2021. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Yates alleges hazing that includes sexual abuse. And several national leaders have been in town this week for Unidos US. It's an annual conference focused on advocating for the Latino community. Vice President Kamala Harris came back as a part of her month-long series of events to galvanize Democratic groups, including Hispanic and Black voters. The Sun-Times is reporting that she gave a 17-minute address on various subjects, including an urge to Latino leaders in Chicago to unite against extremists. And the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, was here as well. He talked about lowering prescription drug prices for Medicare users. Becerra said HHS is working to enforce a program that requires drug companies to pay a rebate if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation. He says seniors on fixed incomes should not have to pay soaring costs for life-saving medicine. And the U.S. Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona, visited a picnic on the far south side yesterday to celebrate National Parents Day. He said that too often the concerns of low-income Black and Latino parents are drowned out by the conservative parents' rights movement. Cardona told parents that he wants to support them and uplift their voices. And in the weather, as I mentioned, hot and sunny today. Highs in the mid-80s by the lake, warmer out by the neighborhoods. There's also an air quality alert in effect until tonight at midnight. And that's it for the rundown today. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.